Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Today's game, 11-year-old baseball, Washington County versus Sealy, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman & Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Call Your Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morales Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out here to Gibson Field, part of the Burton Little League Complex, where it is another night of the 11-year-old baseball All-Star Tournament. Doug Brown with you here on the radio. And tonight, Washington County taking on Sealy. And the winner of this will move into the tournament championship round, which will be played back here on Wednesday and, if necessary, Thursday. But both these two teams advancing through the winner's bracket. Sealy getting an 11-6 win over Hempstead, and then also a 13-1 win over Schulenburg. And while Washington County knocked off Belleville 10-0 and then beat Lee County 13-2. Meanwhile, going on across the way from us, it is Belleville and Hempstead playing each other tonight. Belleville eliminated Schulenburg yesterday in the loser's bracket game 10-5, while Hempstead eliminated Lee County 15-8. And so the winner of that game will face the loser of this game in a semifinal matchup tomorrow, and for the right to face whoever wins tonight in the championship on Wednesday. And that is a look at where the bracketing stands. We got more to come, including the starting lineups. But first, let's head back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Enhance your property this summer with steel and steel products from DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham and Bastrop. Nothing looks better or holds up better than steel when you're building a workshop, a pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, or putting on a steel roof. DDM carries an extensive inventory including angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, welding supplies, and metal building components. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, DDM has what you need. See their online catalog at ddmpipeandseal.com. or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Today, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
All right, as we come back here and start another week of Little League All-Star action here on KWHI. And take a look at how the other tournaments are going on right now. The Minor Boys, they finished up bracket play on Saturday. And they're going to be in action Wednesday night, taking on Smithville, 6 o'clock Schrader Field. And then tomorrow night, the Washington County Minor Girls are going to be facing Lee County at 6 o'clock in Sealy in Field 2. And we've already talked about this tournament. Major Boys in Belleville picked up another win yesterday. They shut out LaGrange 10-0. No game scheduled for tonight. Washington County facing Columbus in a winner's bracket game. That'll be Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And then also on Wednesday night, first time in quite some time, we've had a major girls team. Somebody told me 10 years, which that might actually be right. And I think it was my buddy Nick at the paper. But anyway, Washington County Major Girls, the tournament scheduled for Giddings. I was talking to our buddy John maybe, and that one, because of the weather, might end up getting moved. So we will keep our eyes on that. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
You got dirt and grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean, and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts, too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
Okay. All right, as we come back here, and we are awaiting the starting lineups here. Well, we've got them. Welcome to you. For Sealy, leading things off will be the catcher, Kason Zbranek. Batting second, left fielder, Dash Garza. Batting third, the right fielder, Caden Smith. Batting fourth will be the shortstop, Ace Odor.
Good evening. And welcome to your latest baseball league all-star.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and pick that up.
We want to remind each of you to display good sportsmanship. We're here to teach our children to play fair and do their best, positively support all managers, coaches, and players, respect the decisions of the umpires, and praise a good effort despite the outcome of the game. Tonight's game will feature the all-stars from Sealy and Washington County. The starting lineup for the visiting team from Sealy, number 11, Kason Zbranek. Number 4, Dash Garza. Number 8, Caden Smith. Number 6, Ace Oder. Number 30, Hunter Houston. Number 62, Cody Kloss. Number 94, Gage Kopecky. Number 21, Ian Kachurka. Number 99, Isaac Huerta. Number 17, Levi Pica. Number 86, Wyatt Marsh. Number 1, Nolan Lapham. Coaches for Sealy are Kevin Hayes, Grady Zbranek, and Will Smith. And now the lineup for your home team, Washington County. Number 9, Cam Wheaton. Number 21, Mason Ayler. Number 55, Walker Ebert. Number 11, Aiden Mathis. Number 10, Tommy Osmussen. Number 17, Blaine Baker. Number 3, Bowen Riley. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 12, Jake Dolich. Number 23, Connor Marat. Number 27, Luke Leckler. And number 13, Aiden Tina. Coaches from Washington County are David Dolich, Chris Marat, and Chad Riley.
All right.
Once the lower field catches up to us, we'll do the national anthem.
And we're just waiting on the anthem.
Please stand or remove your cap for the national anthem.
Stripes and pride.
All right, we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit a1qualityplumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, and we're back here. Tommy Moss-Musson warming up, and he'll be working with Jake Church behind the plate right side of the infield. You got Walker Ebert at first, Jake Dulich at second. Left side of the infield, Cam Wheaton is the shortstop, Connor Marek at third. And in the outfield, Bowen Riley in center, flanked in right by Luke Leckler, and in left by Aiden Mathis. Washington County dressed down the white uniforms, green letters and numbers tonight, Sealy. Dressed out in the Tiger, black, gold, and white. My buddy Lang, he'd like to see the going with the traditional knee highs on the socks. He'd enjoy that. And Church fires it on down, and we're ready for our first batter. And it's going to be the Sealy catcher, Kason Zabranek. And Osmussen ready with the first pitch of the game. And up and in a ball. Now one inside of Paul and 2-0. And that one, another one up and in, and 3-0 full count, or 3-0 on Zabranek. And Osmussen finds the strike zone there, and it's 3-1. And no one at time inside, and it's a walk to Zabranek. He'll put him on and brings up the left fielder, Dash Garza. And next pitch from Oswald inside again. Runner taking his lead and fakes a break but doesn't go, and it's 1-0. And that one is sent out the right field. Back turner is going to get over Leckler's head up against the wall. And rounding third is going to be Zabranek. He's going to come all the way in to score. And Zabranek's in the second with an RBI double. And just like that, 1-0. Sealy. That'll bring up Caden Smith. That one in there for a strike, it's 0-1. foul back into the fence. And quickly here, 0-2. That one inside for a ball. One ball, two strikes on Smith. That one way outside, and it's 2-2. Next pitch from Osmussen, foul back into the screen. And that'll hold the count at 2-2. And then run back over the middle, off the glove of Osmussen, weeping up with it, but not in time. It's going to be an infield hit for Smith.
Number six, Ace
Odor. Osmussen just not quite tall enough to get. He got on the tip of his glove and Wheaton came over there, but by the time he came down from that high bounce, just no chance to get it. And Odor, line drive. What a catch there by Connor Marek. Connor Marek at only at third. Probably saved a couple of runs there with that.
Now coming in plate number 30, Hunter
Houston. And now that'll bring up Hunter Houston. And that one ground ball to third. Mark up with it. Steps on the bag. And then it was two. Went to try to get the runner at the third. And, okay, wait. Okay, so it'll be a fielder's choice.
Cody Kloss.
He did erase Smith. He did erase Smith. So two down now. Runners at second and third. Yeah, pitch swung on the miss, still 1-1. They're using the board on the fielder's choice. Actually, I guess it would be an error because he overthrew the bag and allowed him to move over. So fielder's choice plus an error. And now Cody Kloss batting here with a 1-1 count. He's the center fielder. And this one, a slow roller up the first base side. Ebert is over there, but it was a foul ball. And that one outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. And one inside, 3-2 now, full count. Osmussen trying not to load the bases up here. And inside pitch, and that is ball four. That'll load the bases up for Gage Kopecky. Washington County just needs one more out, and Church going to go out, and the infielders are all going to come in and have a word with Osmussen. Washington County, they can just get one more out. They can get out of this with only one run. I think the manager for the team, David Dulich, would take that. Or Dulich. I never keep that straight. If it's Dulich or Dulich. Gage Kopecky, the batter. And this one, a ground ball over to first. Ebert up with it. He will run to the bag and get the out to retire the side. So in the inning, there was only one run on two hits, one error, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first. Sealy 1, Washington County coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's a home run!
Make
like a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033 or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
All right, we come back here, bottom half of the first inning. And for Washington County, it's going to be Cam Wheaton, Mason Aylard, and Walker Ebert. And they are going to be facing Ian Katurka out on the hill there for the Sealy All-Stars. He's warming up and back behind the plate. Kaysen Zabranek right side of the infield. Gage Kopecky at first. Levi Pica at second. Left side, Ace Odor at short. Hunter Houston at third. And then center fielder Cody Claus. Left fielder is Dash Garza. Right fielder is Caden Smith. Yeah, we're glad the rain's held off a little bit this morning, but not enough to where we had to worry about canceling this one. And so held up, and actually got the sun peeking out a little bit over here. As Katurka gets ready for the leadoff man, Cam Wheaton for Washington County. And the pitch is inside for a strike, and it's 0-1. And we line drive right to the third baseman. Good play there. That was Hunter Houston. And that's returning the favor from the previous inning. And brings up Mason Aylard now. And pitch to Aylard. Is down low for a ball. 1-0. Yeah, one down low once again, 2-0. Good,
bring it up just a little bit. Looking good.
Richter gets a sign. And that one golfed down the third base side, foul. Aylard went fishing on that one. And so it's 2-1. Strike called, 2-2, as he just nipped that outside corner. And that one up high, a ball. It's 2-2, or no, 3-2, full count now. And bounced it up there, ball four, and Aylard draws the one-out walk. And Walker Ebert the batter. Washington County trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first, trying to get that run back. Pitch is a strike call on the outside part of the plate to Walker Ebert. And outside for a ball. 1-1. And one foul away. Holds the count at 1-2. And a pie for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. And that one smacked into left center base hit on the center fielder bobblehead. And Allen's going to move all the way around to third and Ebert to second. And now that'll bring up Aiden Mathis. And it's the only one out, so Mathis get a good hit here. He could possibly put Washington County in front. And Katerka gets a sign from Zbranek. Pitches down low for a ball. It's 1-0. In there for a strike, 1-1. And the pie for a ball. Popped in. That's going to be fouled over to the adjoining field where the Belleville Hempstead game is being played. And strike three called. Mathis caught looking for out number two. And it'll be up to the pitcher Osmussen to try to help himself with a bat here and get hit here and get at least one. You might get at least one of these runs home. Pitch swung and missed, 0-1. Good one there by Kachurka. And that one grounded foul over to the first base dugout. 0-2 count. And pitch way high up ball. It's 1-2. And puts that one in the air. That's going foul out of play. One ball, two strikes. Gets away. Not enough for the runners to come up. And two balls, two strikes. Really not. The runners have to be careful on this field because there's really not that much foul territory behind the home plate. And so they try to come home on a wild pitch. They got to make sure they get a really good jump on that. And pitches outside for a ball. And it's 3-2. Sent out to right there. That's going to drop in base hit. That's going to get Aylin home. Here comes Ebert. And it's a two-run single for Osmussen. And Washington County has taken the lead 2-1. Good piece of hitting there by Tommy Osmussen. And now it'll bring up Blaine Baker. And time is called. They're going to bring in a runner. And it's going to be Mathis running since he made the last out. So one on, two outs, two runs in. Washington County's taking the lead now, trying to build on it. And that one is a strike call, 0-1. And swing and a miss on the curveball, 0-2. And that one, way high ball, 2-2. And swing and a miss. They've got Baker on strikes. You got Baker on strikes to put down the sides. In the inning, there were two runs on two hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. Washington County leads it 2-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
And back we go here. We're in the top of the second inning. Washington County leading Sealy 2-1. And it's going to be Ian Kachurka, Isaac Huerta, and Levi Pica.
Leading off the inning for Sealy, number 21, Ian Kachurka.
Yeah, Kachurka batting here against Tommy Osmussen. And Osmussen, first pitch, up high for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one sent out to right field over his Leckler. Goal almost made the catch, and he's going to come up with it. And while he was running, Kachurka tripped on the turf. So he had to get back and go to first. I think he may hit on that because, I mean, Leckler had a long way to come to try to get that one. And that's going to bring up Isaac Huerta. Yeah, that one, it hit him. And so Huerta will head on down to first. So two on now, nobody out for Sealy. And bring up Levi Pica, the second baseman.
Now batting number 17, Levi Pica.
And first pitch fouled away. Hard shot off the awning over to our right. And it's 0-1. And the takes one back over to the pitcher, and Osmussen up with the throws to first, and he's safe. Couldn't get a handle on that one, and throw ended up being high, and even as tall as Ebert is, he just couldn't pull it down. And Wyatt Marsh, the batter. And Osmussen, he is coming out of the game, and he's not happy about it. And so with a pitching change, we are going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, as we come back here, your new pitcher for Washington County is Mason Aylert. He digs over here trying to keep this one a close game. Washington County leads it 2-1, but here in the second, Seeley's got the bases loaded, nobody out. And Wyatt Marsh, the batter. Aylert comes set in first pitch. A little bit high ball, and it's 1-0. And pops up, lump of ball, gets away. Not far enough, though, for any of the runners to move up, and it's 2-0. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1. That one back to the pitcher, and he's going to go home and get the force play. Throw down the third, and they're going to say the rest of the runners are safe. But they got the force play, that's the main thing. Got the lead out. Yeah, Washington County's going to challenge whether the runner was safe or not over at third. And I don't think they're going to. I'd be surprised if they overturn it. Brief discussion, and it's going to bring up Nolan Lapham. So that's 1-0, so now Washington County needs to get 2 more. And that one down low for a ball, 1-0. After that, Kingston Zabranek, the leadoff man, is scheduled up next. One ball, no strikes. Next pitch. And therefore a strike. That's a good one there from Aylert. And that one just missing the ball. And the one way high ball, it's 3-1. And outside, ball four. Lapham draws the walk, and that will bring in a run to tie it at 2-2. Huerta comes in to score. Pika moves to third. Marsh moves to second. Brings up the catcher, Kaysen Zabranigan. He's also the leadoff man. Walking score the first run of the ball game. Yeah, that one right down behind the plate for a strike. Good pitch there by Ehler. Another one right over the middle of the plate. Got him, and it's 0-2. Yeah, went inside and duck out of the way there. It's 1-2. And that was going to be popped up and fell back behind us, and it is going to go past the Washington County side of the stands and down the bottom of the hill. Now remains 1-2. That one almost got away. Nice buck in the dirt there by Church. And it's 2-2. That one back up the middle. That's going to scoot through for a hit. That's going to get it's going to be an RBI single for Zabranek. Makes it 3-2 now. Seeley. Scoring is Pika. And now going to bring up Dash Garza. Garza ripped an RBI double his last time up. Foul tip into the mitt, and it's 0-1. And that one is sent over towards the adjoining field. That's going to go foul. Back to the pitcher, and he's going to go home, get one, throw to first, and safe there. And they do prevent another run from scoring. And that brings up Caden Smith. Runner, base is still loaded. Two outs this time, though, and that one foul up the third base side. Good effort there by Ebert to go and grab it. And that hit him. That'll bring in another run. Second hit batter of the inning. That's a Lapham will come in and score. Makes it now a 4-2 lead for the Sealy All-Stars. And Ace O'Dor to bat. Side. Let's see what he's taking a 4-2 lead here in the top of the second. And line drive. Oh, it's short off the foot of Wheaton. Yeah, that's going to get at least two more on. And they get 6-2. To two.
decent.
So five-run inning here thus far, and still continuing for Sealy. Hunter Houston batting. And a tip for the day there on what happened with Wheaton just now. He tried to backhand it, and I think it would have been better if he had tried to get in front and get a glove down and get both hands on the ball. That would have kept that one from going in the outfield. And that one outside for a ball. That's something I'm sure he'll learn and pick up and keep with him down the road. And pitches down low for ball 2-0. And that one inside for a ball. 3-0 count now on Houston. Ehlers trying to get through this inning. And strike. That makes it 3-1. And that one fisted foul. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Just get one more get out of this inning. Strike three called. And then on the side, but in the inning, Sealy comes up with five runs on two hits. There were two errors and one left on. We got the bottom of the second. Sealy leads Washington County 6-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
All right, as we come back here, bottom half of the second inning, Sealy leading at 6-2, and now Washington County going to try to see if they can get some of those runs back. It'll be Bowen Riley, Jake Church, and Jake Dulich. And Riley's first step here against Kachurka. And that pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one fouled away. No balls, two strikes. And that one breaking ball and misses. That one back into the fenced in area. And that one fisted foul off the right field side. And that one fouled back as well. Count only at 1-2. Got him on a curveball, and Riley strikes out for out number one. And brings up the catcher, Jake Church. And Church swings and misses 0-1. Pitch is taken for ball 1-1. In the hole. Shortstop overthrow to first. Then got him. There's a close play there down to first. Well, if we had instant replay, I wouldn't mind challenge it. Just take a look. And Jake Dulich, the batter. One fouled away. It was a good rip, but just turned out a little too much. One pitch on the way. That one up and in, had to get out of the way there, and it's 1-1. Just missed. And it's a 3-1 count. Two outs in here. Seeley trying to get through the inning 1-2-3 fashion. And outside, ball 4, and Dulich gets the walk. Second walk issued by Kacherkin. Brings up the third baseman, Connor Mark. Is a strike called 0-1. And that one back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for a hit. And two runners on now, two outs for Washington County. And brings up Luke Leckler a chance to get it bad here. For a ball, 0-1. Seeley leading Washington County, 62 in the Region 4. Pitch is a strike call. Pitch outside for a ball. District, what's it? 12A or something like that. Never mind. I had a thought about it. I lost it. Heat's getting to me. And strike call. And it's 2-2. Be nice if somebody bring me some liquid refreshment. And pitch to Leckler. And that one is foul up the first base side.
Good, Ian.
Pick up her ball. Full count now, 3-2 on Leckler. With the leadoff man Wheaton due up next. Yeah, that one outside ball for Leckler. And now Washington County has the bases loaded. And back in the top of the order with Cam Wheaton. And now we're going to get a visit to the Sealy mound. Long visit there. But they're going to leave him in. And so back to the top of the order with Cam Wheaton. Ooh, that one up and in almost got him. And thank you, John, for the nice refreshing agua here. Next pitch. That one's going to be hit out into center. Backtracking. Oh, center fielder makes the grab for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. Bases left loaded. And we go to the third inning. Sealy leads it 6-2. Back at we here in 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right, as we come back here, and it is Mason Ayler warming it up. He'll be looking at Cody Claus, Gage Capecchi, and Ian Kachurka.
Number 62.
We're in the top of the third, and Sealy leading at 6-2. And they put up one run in the first inning and then five runs in the second inning. Claus drew a walk his first time up. And that one fouled away. A one count. And that one taken for a ball, low and inside, and it's 1-1. And swing and a miss, 1-2. And strike three called. Ross caught looking for out number one. And they'll bring him Gage Capecchi. Capecchi grounded out to the first baseman, Evert, his last time up. Strike call, good pitch. In that one right on the outside corner there. Yeah. And one foul away quickly here, 0-2. Pits up the eye there for a ball. And pitch from Mailer way outside the ball. 2-2. And the pie for a ball. And it's 3-2. Swing on a miss. Then got him on the strikes. And it's two down now. Brings up the pitcher, Ian Couture. You see this first time up.
Now batting number 21, Ian Couture.
Now let's see if Ehler can make this a 1-2-3 inning. That would get him back to Washington County with a chance to bat here. Foul away. Yeah, that one just missing on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And it went up and in the ball, and it is 2-1. And pitch outside for a ball, and it's 3-1. And the five ball four, and Kachurka works the walk. And brings it by Isaac Huerta. Huerta was hit by a pitch his last time up.
Now batting. Number 99, Isaac Huerta.
And that one in there for a strike. Good pitch by Ehlert. Got that one on the outside corner and just above the knees. And well, that's going to be hit out the center. And over there in, making the grab for out number three is Bo Riley. And so in the inning for Sealy, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Sealy 6, Washington County 2. Back into we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ehler.
And I'm Mac Ehler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Boobelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on the field.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
As we come back here, and Kachurka warming up for his third inning of work, and he'll be looking at Mason Ehler, Walker Ebert, and Aiden Mathis. Ehler walked in, scored the first run of the game for Washington County. Pitch from Katurka. That's in there for a strike, 0-1. Tell you what, that's been one of the keys to Katurka's success is he's been coming out and, for the most part, throwing strikes. That one outside and low. 1-1. That one fouled away. 1-1. Or 1-2 now. Ball look in there for Katurka. And there's strike three called. And they look caught looking for out number one. And that one bounced up in back up to the fence. I mean, you're used to saying dirt, but it's actually turf. There is no dirt on here. And outside for a ball, and it is 2-0. Walker Ebert sealed, scored his first time up. And he smacks that one in the center field, base hit. And Ebert's 2-for-2 just like that. And brings up Aiden Mathis. Up high for a ball, 1-0. In there for a strike. And up in the ball. 2-1. And swings and misses. Gets away from the catcher, so the runner, Ebert, was able to move up. Two strikes. And ball four. And Mathis draws the walk. I'll put two on. Now bring him Tommy Osmussen. Osmussen had a two-run single his first time up. Got a chance for a couple more RBIs. He can come through with another hit. And time is called. Coach Frasili heading out. Check on this pitcher Katurka. We're in the third inning. It is 6-3 Sealy. Or excuse me, 6-2 Sealy. Washington County one out and two aboard. They are going to stick with Katurka for the time being. And that one's a high fly ball. Left fielder calling for it. And he will make the grab for our number two. That's a great play there out left. And that is Dash Garza. And the two outs now brings up Blaine Baker. That will flare out behind the second. He's going to step in the bag to the tie the side. So in the inning, there were no runs. One hit, no errors. And one left on. And we go to the fourth. It is Sealy leading Washington County 6-2. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sports from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
As we come back here, we're in the top of the fourth inning. And it is Mason Emmett warming up for Washington County. And here he'll be looking at Seeley's 10th, 11th, and 12th batters, Levi Pica, Wyatt Marsh, and Nolan Lapham.
Leading off for Seeley, number 17, Levi Pica.
Yeah, it's a Pica to the plate. Reached on an error, scored a run his last time up. Yeah, pitch coming in, that's foul away, 1-1. Side for a ball, 1-1. One swung on a miss, and 1-2. Strikes goes Pica for out number two. And so he looked good since he came in here. That's his fourth strikeout since entering the game. And now Wyatt Marsh, the batter. And next pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Marsh reached on the fielder's choice. Second baseman, throw to first. Nice play. There's two down now. And for Washington County, that was Dulich over to Ebert at first. Two down. I'm going to get a visit to the mound with Nolan Lapham bats. And it's going to bring in the whole infield. And that is going to be it, Ehlert. I think this is more, this isn't the case of him not doing well. It's a case of him reaching his pitch count, and they still got plenty of tournament left. And so with the pitching change, we'll take and be back with them after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brandedgraphics.com.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, we're your local representatives of Thrivent. And we believe that money doesn't buy happiness, but it's a tool that provides options while you're living in retirement. Let's talk through your strategy and define what success looks like for you so that you can live a meaningful retirement. Just call 979-836-0693. 979-836-0693.
All right, as we come back here, and it's going to be Nolan Lapham, and the new pitcher for Washington County is Luke Leckler. Leckler, the third pitcher out of the game for Washington County. I think Ehlert's going out to the outfield to take Leckler's spot, so I think it's just a straight flip. First pitch to Lapham inside for a ball, it's 1-0. Like to get Lapham here and then start the next inning with the leadoff man. And that one inside for a ball. 2-0. And that one taken for a ball. And it's 3-0. Yeah, that's right, called 3-1. Yeah, strike two called, and it's a now full count on Lapham. And it's going to take ball four, and that'll be a walk. So Lapham will take the trout on down the first, second walk that he's drawing. And bring up Kason Zabranek. Zabranek's been on both times with a walk and an RBI single. He's also scored a couple of runs. And that one got away. Runner will move up. Another one swung, missed. One ball, one strike. And he's going to get over. Something is there. It's going to scoot all the way to the fence. And Lapham coming home. Here's Lapham. He just circled those bases. Nothing but speed. While Zabranek gets the RBI single. Makes it 7-2. In favor of the Sealy All-Stars.
Now batting number four, Dash Garza.
And Dash Garza the batter. That one's going to be popped up. Hit the awning above us. There's a little bit of gap in there. If I'm permitted there, I might have to make a play. Wait on, try it, Dash. Be ready. 0-1. That one fouled over. Hits the fence right in front of the Washington County faithful. 0-2. Slow roller, and Ebert going to pick that puck tag on him. And that will count the size of the inning. It was one run on one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Sealy 7, Washington County 2. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
All right, here we go. And it is going to be, we're in the bottom of the fourth. Washington County trailing is 7-2. They need some runs here. Got Bowen Riley, Jake Church, and Jake Dulich. Pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0. And Dello for a ball. 2-0. And the fourth strike. Good pitch. Thank you, Turka. Just missing the ball. It's 3-1. Long look in by Katerka. And ball 4. That's a Riley draws the walk. Brings up Jake Church. Church grabbed the short his first time up. And outside for a ball, 1-0. That one popped up in the air, backtracking. And shortstop makes the grab for out number 1. That was Ace Odor with the catch. And brings up Jake Dulich with one on one out. That one over to Odor. He's going to go to second and get the force play. Bradley Cooley. And that will be up to Connor Mark to get something out this inning for Washington County. Got two down, runner aboard. He's challenging the room as if it was safe. It's out or safe. And foul tip. It's 0-1. Pitch swung and missed. You can hear 0-2 on Mark. And it's gone. Mark caught looking at the time inside in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. And we have played through four. Sealy leads it 7-2. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel's serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant. Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here. And right now we got a little bit of time still. The catcher from Washington County, I guess, having a little trouble getting the gear on, so he's working on that. In the meantime, due up for Sealy here in the top of the fifth. It's going to be Caden Smith, Ace Odor, and Hunter Houston. Up and he's just warming up.
Leading off the top half of the fifth for Sealy, number 8, Caden Smith.
Now they're just waiting for the final throwdown. So here we go. It's going to be Caden Smith. Smith's been on base both times, single and hit by a pitch. Pitch is up a ball. Next pitch taken for a ball. That's right. Good pitch there. He's going to pop. He's going to call for it. Second baseman and making the catch for the Washington County All-Stars. Is Jake Dulich. No one hit high in the air. And it'll call for it. And it is a quick out. And the Hunter Houston batter. Go. Pitch bounce up there, ball. Two outs in the inning. Washington County just needs to get one more to get a chance to get up and go bat again. And that one is a base hit. Connor Mark put a good charge into that one.
Now batting number 62, Cody Kloss.
And time is called. Long look in. Washington County. Time is called once again. And I think this time they're going to check his pitch count maybe or no. Wow, that was a long, probably really needs to, I think, move on long. And pitch is taken for a ball. I thought you were only supposed to get like 30 seconds to stand outside the box. And Dick swings not close to a minute. Swung and a miss. Up high again, and runner going. Throw down, and the throw's going to get out in the center field. He's going to be saved. And they're trying to work out a trick play to where they can get Houston, but no avail. Now, so let's see what's up again. Straight. And that one bounced up their ball. So the runner, Houston, is second. And I'll throw the third. And he's in there. Another stolen base gets him in the scoring position. Don't want Houston pulling out all the stops tonight. And ball four. To Kloss. The Kloss, it was ahead early in the count, comes back and works a walk. Then we have Cade Kopecky.
Now batting
number 94, Gage Kopecky. Pitch was up high, a ball. It's going to stay fair. And the runner's going to be safe. I just rolled the line and Mark tried to let it go, and it stayed in safe territory. One count to Kachurkin, which is the mound opponent. He's one for two with a single and a walk. And that one in the hole. And we can throw the first. Gets in. And in the inning, though, they do tack on two more runs. And one hit, on the two hits, and one error. That's a walk, excuse me. I'm not thinking. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, 8-2, Sealy leading Washington County. Back at we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
All right. And new pitcher here for the Sealy All-Stars. And let's see, this is Dash Garza who's come in to pitch after playing left field the whole game. And I think Kachurka is going to go to third. And I'm guessing the third baseman there, which was Houston, I think he's out in left field now. I think I'm right on that. And so Washington County allowed Luke Leckler leading off here in the bottom of the fifth. Trailing 8-2 and pitches fouled away. And that one is taken for a ball, 1-1. One down low ball, it's 2-1. Yeah, that one is sent in, then just gets over the shortstop's head and drops in for a base hit. Nice job there by Leckler, and it gets him on for the second time tonight. And now Cam Wheaton, the batter. Wheaton 0-2 looking for his first hit. He's hit the ball hard both times, just unfortunately been right at somebody. And the light's starting to come on at the field here. Hang curveball, stayed up a little too high, and it's 1-0. And that one down low, 2-0. For a ball, and it is now 3-1. And there for a strike. 3-1 now. Oh, that was a little high myself. And that one. Ground ball too short. Going to go second and get the force play. So we will reach to the fielder's choice. And brings up Mason Ehlert. Up their ball gets away, runner goes, and they're not gonna have a play. He had such a big jump. Okay. Pitch taken, four ball. Swing and miss. And it's 2-1. And that one is going to be caught by the shortstop. Two down now. And it put that one in the air. Meanwhile, Wheaton had the hold of second. And it's going to be up to Walker Ebert to try to get that run home. Washington County trailing 8-2. Running down. They've only got 4 outs left to work with, so they got to be careful here. Coach going out that word with Garza. Now I must go over and say something to the umpire. And they're going to put Ebert on, intentional walk. Yeah, Ebert was 2-for-2, and a pair of hits, so putting him on, got two runners aboard. Now let's see if Aiden Mathis can make him regret that decision. And that one down low for a ball. Of course, we'll be back on tomorrow with more Little League action, weather pending. Yeah, that one gets away. Runners will move up. If not, they have to stay in tomorrow. I'll tell you what I'd love to see. That Astros-Tigers game tomorrow night, starting pitching matchup. First time ever, Hunter Brown versus Robert Valdez. That should be something. I'm curious to see what kind of reaction Fromberg gets in this first trip back to Houston. And that one's up high for a ball, 3-0. That one inside, ball 4. And that is going to load the bases now for Washington County. And brings up Tommy Osmussen. Osmussen 1-for-2 with a 2-run single. Relax. And that one down low for a ball, 1-0. Bases loaded, 2 outs. And that one in there for a strike. Was a good pitch, and then makes it 1-2. And then on time side in the inning, and no runs, one hit, no errors, the bases left loaded, and we move on to the sixth inning, and it is Sealy 8, Washington County 2. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon, you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell, and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla.
the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
All right, as we come back here, and it is going to be the 9-10-11 hitters for Sealy in the sixth inning. Isaac Huerta, followed by Levi Pica, and then Wyatt Marsh. Sealy leads it 8-2 over Washington County. As we said, the winner of this moves on to the championship round of the tournament, which will start on Wednesday night. And the loser will have to come back here tomorrow night and play an elimination game. And that one is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one is inside for a ball. 2-0. Swung and a miss. Good pitch there. Nice way to come back by Leckler. And swung and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. And that one foul.
You're on it. Come on, Isaac. Big cut, Isaac.
And 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him on strikes, and Huerta is out number one. They'll bring up Levi Pica. Pica 0-2. He reached out there and scored his first time up and struck out last time around. And that one slow roller foul up the first base side. Yeah, that one foul back, and it's 1-2. Outside for a ball. And strike three called. Two down now. And Leckler's in the zone. Andre struggled a little bit. He's retired in the last four in a row, including a couple of strikeouts.
Now that at number 86.
And brings up Wyatt Marsh. That one bounced up there, a ball. And that one outside for a ball. 2-0. And that one ground ball is short. Weeping up with it, fires to first, got him. And for the first time tonight, it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on it. Last chance for Washington County as we go to the bottom of the sixth. They trail it 8-2 back after we hear another. Actually, you know, this time let's do 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use our private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
There's never been a better time than this summer for a metal building project. Whether it's a new steel roof, a storage building, workshop, barn, or barndominium, DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop are here to help. For over a quarter century, DDM has been turning ideas into reality across Texas by fabricating metal building components. Their staff can explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and roof design. Explore the possibilities with their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or visit DDM Custom Metal Buildings location in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning, and for Washington County, they need some runs on the board, and Seeley looks like they're going to another pitcher, and this time it'll be the catcher, the former catcher, Kaysen Zabranek. And meanwhile, Hunter Houston has come in from the outfield to do the catching. So new battery, Zabranek pitching, and Houston catching. And for Washington County in this inning, it's Blaine Baker, Bowen Riley, and Jake Church batting. As we said, the winner of this, if Seeley holds on here, they will move on to the championship round, and then Washington County would have to come back and play an elimination game tomorrow to determine who would go back in and play Seeley in the championship, and then they'd have to beat Seeley twice. Pitch foul back, and it's 0-1. And that one is a little flare foul up the first base side. And holds the count, or makes the count 0-2. Outside for a ball, 1-2. And that one is going to be smacked into left center for a base. And they got past the center fielder, but it was able to get there quickly and hold. It's going to be a leadoff single for Blaine Baker. Going to bring in Bowen Riley. Riley 0 for 1, but did walk his last time up. Strike call, 0-1. Corner, and it's 0-2. Hey, That one bounce up there gets away. Runner moves up. And it's 1-2. And that one coming inside. 2-2. Again. Full count now. And it's Brannick next pitch. Inside ball four. And Washington County is the first two on. And Jake Church the batter. Here's the strike call, 1-1. That one fouled away. And the ball's two strikes. Washington County trying to put together a late inning rally here. Short 0-for-2, looking for his first hit today. And he sent this one a high fly ball, and that is going to be caught by the center fielder. That's Cody Kloss out there with that number one. Dang, he's made some pretty good plays for them, for the Sealy All-Stars out there in center field. And now brings up Jake Dulich. And this one over to first. Then run to the bag, and it's 2-0. He does need the runners up. Dulich does need the runners up, but it's going to be at the counter mark as there's two outs now. Mark 1-for-2 with a single. Now back up against the fence here. Right in front of me. Taking for a ball, 1-2. Yeah. Foul again. One ball, two strikes, and now Washington County down to their final strike. Mark Truck needs a hit here to keep things going. In. And Kinesic with the pitch. Down low for a ball, 2-2. Good job by Mark to lay off that one. That one was low. Another low one, and it's a full count, 3-2. The runners will be going here. Luke Leckler waiting on deck. Got him on strike. And that is your ball game. Final score, Sealy wins this one 8-2 over Washington County. And they are moving on to the championship finals. And meanwhile, we're going to take, we will be back with the post game after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
As we come back here, and once again, your final score, Sealy wins it 8-2 over Washington County. And so Sealy moves on. They will play here on Wednesday night in the tournament championship. That's a 7 o'clock start time. Washington County will come back here and face either Belleville or Hempstead. That game is still going on. Not really sure who's in front there. Somebody's leading the other 8-1, though. And that'll be tomorrow night, 7 o'clock elimination game here. And we're not really sure yet where we're going to be. We think we're going to be with the minor girls over in Sealy for their tournament opener tomorrow. And of course, that's also weather permitting. We'll see how things, because it's supposed to be a near 100% chance of rain tomorrow. So we don't know. But stay with us here on KWHI, and we'll have that information for you whenever it comes available to us. We got one more break to get in, and so let's send you back to the studios and hear one more time from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TillemanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, well, we come back in. That's going to do it for us tonight. Once again, your final score, Sealy defeats Washington County here at the 11-year-old tournament. 8-2, the final score there. And want to thank Sandy for her great job, as always, back at the studios. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, big thank you to our sponsors that make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Ramsey, and good night, everybody.
This broadcast was brought to you by
Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batters Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Lynn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Miller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Thrivent, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Once again, our final score was Washington County 2, Sealy 8. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.